Blog Talk Radio.
I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continue to be in my mouth. Amen, amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the heart of Dixie. I want to welcome all of our callers and all the people on the World Wide Web who tuned in today to VOT Radio, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in today, and I pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we are on the air live. Have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. And if you are not my friend on Facebook and you would like to become my friend, just send me a friend request. Tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time with Prophet Yvonne Rao. This includes our announcement for today. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, O Lord. We thank you for the word that is about to come forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We pray that it will land on good ground, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for each and every listener, Father God. We pray, Father God, that they will continue to tune in each and every Sunday at the same time, Father. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for those who are behind prison bars, Father. We pray for those who need healing, Father, whether it's physical or mental, Lord. We pray for their healing and their deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we give you honor and praise. We worship, we glorify, we praise your name, O Father, for you are a God that is awesome, Father. God, you are almighty and all strong, Lord, and we give you praise, honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. And all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let us open our Bible so that we can hear the voice of God through his word. If you don't have your Bible, please go get your Bible. Last Sunday, we talked about the prophecy of Moses, and we came out of Deuteronomy 18, and I'm going to read that verse again today, and it reads, Deuteronomy 18:18, it said, I will rise up them a prophet from among the brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Amen. Moses, in this scripture, who is prophesying about the coming of Jesus Christ, he is talking about Jesus coming. Moses himself was the first and great prophet of Israel, and he was the first deliverer that was sent by God. Many prophets of yesterday, like Samuel, John the Baptist, they prophesied and talked about the coming of this particular prophet who was Jesus Christ. And today we have prophets and prophetess who preach about Jesus the prophet. Today's message will be about the fulfillment of the prophecy of Moses. The message title will be the same. The message title last week was the Prophet of a Promise. The Prophet of a Promise. And Jesus Christ was promised to the people of Israel. For this prophecy was fulfilled by the coming of Jesus Christ. He was that promise. He was born, he lived, and he died. So we're going to go back. We're going to go back and read today's scripture. And we're going to start in Acts chapter 3. And we're going to start reading at verse 19. So that you will know that the prophet that we were talking about last week is Jesus Christ. And it reads, Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come for the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the Father, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. The scripture tells us here that God will rise up a prophet that will be like Moses. And when we read this passage, it says rise up among the brethren. Jesus was as being a Jew. There were many prophets throughout history who came and they died, but they rotted in the grave. Even today, God has prophets, men and women of God who have been sent and chosen to speak his word of truth. Jesus Christ was sent by God 2,000 years ago. We just read it. Peter just told us in Acts 3 that this prophet was Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago. He came, and he died upon the cross that we might be forgiven of our sins and have eternal life. And this is why the Bible says that we must believe and hear the word of this prophet, Jesus Christ. Jesus, just like Moses, was a prophet, and he was sent by God, just like Moses. Moses was sent as a deliverer, and he was sent as a prophet for the people of God. Jesus Christ was promised unto the people of Israel. And God sent Moses to be the deliverer because he was the one that God sent to deliver the people out of Egypt from slavery up under Pharaoh. God sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. They shall be healed and delivered and set free if they believe in the prophet that God has sent, who is Jesus Christ. Just like Moses, Jesus never stayed in the grave. Just like Moses, Jesus performed miracles after the word of God was spoken. Jesus' greatest miracle we know is that God raised him from the dead. He said, I raised my son from the dead. That you that believe in him, you got to believe in him, you got to obey him, you got to have faith in him, you got to do what this prophet Jesus Christ has said, the one who was sent by God himself to be healed and delivered and to set free. Jesus said himself in the word of God, he said, I'm a prophet, and the people in my own town have so much unbelief that I cannot even do any miracles in my own town. Jesus was the prophet that Moses was speaking about, and other prophets have prophesied throughout the time about Jesus. John the Baptist was asked, are you the prophet that Moses was talking about? And he said, no. I am not that prophet, but I am the one that I am the one that God has sent to pave the way for the Son of Man. Amen. Jesus came and he laid down his life that we might be saved. God sent him for the salvation of the world. God sent him that people might be healed and delivered. Will you believe in Jesus Christ, who was sent that you might have life? Will you choose Jesus today? Many prophets have lived, but they can't save anybody. They cannot heal anybody. But Jesus, when he came, the prophet of promise came, the Bible says he healed those that had leprosy. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He healed the man that was blind. These were miracles that Jesus did as a prophet. Even Moses, when he held up his staff, there was a miracle of the Red Sea rising up. That's why the Bible says that God will rise up God. And Jesus is the prophet that God is talking about in this scripture. Only this prophet, Jesus Christ, can save your soul. He's the only one that can heal a broken heart. He is the only one that can deliver you. He is the only one that can set you free. He's the only one that can do it. He is the only one that can renew your spirit. He is the only one that I know as a prophet that have lived, died, and rose again. He is the only one. He yet still lives today. That's why you got to come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus, because he came as a prophet. He came and he preached the word of God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It was this prophet that Moses was talking about. It was this prophet that John the Baptist was talking about. This is the same prophet that Elijah was talking about. This is the same prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, is the same prophet that Moses is prophesying about. Jesus came that we might be forgiven of our sins. And the scripture just told us so that our sins can be blotted out. Amen. But we have to want to live for Jesus. We have to want to do the work of the Lord. We got to be faithful. We got to be committed to him. We got to live for him. Because this prophet, it says that we must obey. It says that we must obey. It shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. So you must believe to be a child of God, to be a true believer of God. You got to believe in the one that was sent. You got to believe in this prophet. You got to believe what he said in the scripture. You got to believe it. And you got to believe it in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind. You've got to believe what Christ has said. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You got to repent, and you got to change your life so that you can live for Jesus. You can't have self with the Lord. You got to live for him. This prophet, because this prophet came for you. This is the prophet that laid down his life for you. This is the one that took on the sins and the curses for you. This is the one that came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It was this prophet, Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. It ain't talking about no other prophet but Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. It was Jesus that was lifted up. Glory, hallelujah. It was him that was lifted up for you and me, that I might have life, that you might have life. See, when Jesus came, this prophet, glory, hallelujah, and when he died on that cross, all those who believed came from death to life. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now for the word of God. Will you accept this prophet today, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior today? If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and create in me a right spirit. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ and get to know this prophet, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who did it all just for you. Meet me here next week at the same time with BOTM Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Let no one steal your joy this week. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.